Welcome to Maple Lawn Montessori, where we nurture the love of learning in every child. You are now listening to our podcast.
Breaking news. Parents of young children, put down your smartphones. Too much of technology and too little of talking with your young one could delay your child's communication development. That's correct, friends. And that's what we will talk about today. When I'm on the playground with kids, one of the favorite games that the kids like to play is to pretend that they're talking on the phone. They have lengthy conversations on this pretend phone. There is nothing wrong with that. However, when another child wants to play, then they pretend not having heard them, or they just walk away, still talking on their pretend phone. This is a little concerning. Why should we not behave like as though our cell phones are tethered to our hands? Parents these days are hard-pressed for time. It's more with this generation than it was with the last. Thanks to the smartphones, parents find it difficult to let go of their cell phones. Checking our phones every few minutes has become a necessity to handle both life and work. This sort of multitasking can affect your child's ability to learn. The importance we give to our child with their feeding, their health, rest, etc., is not often seen in their communication and social development, which is very important in itself. Children learn their communication and social skills through listening, talking, reading, singing, and playing with you, their parents. Imagine you will lose these interactions if you're constantly on your phone. Just to enhance this type of interaction with your child, try to play a non-electronic game. Nursery rhymes are great. They promote face-to-face interaction with your child. Also, teach taking turns, reinforce essential parts of bonding and conversation. Simple things like blowing kisses or waving goodbye and clapping all help a child build social interaction and conversation skills. Read a book together, share a toy, look at a dog in the park. I could go on and on. Anyways, when two people focus on the same thing at the same time, then you are engaging in what is called as the joint development. This is a very important part of communication and language development. This helps a child to share an experience with another person and see someone else's point of view. Sharing focus is when you're interested in what the child says or does, and this the child is able to understand. So, if the parents are on their cell phones, they are not fully focused on the child and they miss out on the opportunity to build the skill. Speaking and comprehending are just a part of communication. There are nonverbal parts of communication too, such as eye contact or facial expressions, gestures, and body language. This is how a child is able to understand the intent of a message. But when a parent is using a smartphone, these nonverbal cues, they're eliminated completely. Children miss out on receiving these nonverbal cues from their parents, and vice versa. These are subtle, but they're vital signals that young children send, especially when their speech is not fully developed. Smartphones are great to connect with the others, but their overuse interferes with the interactions with the children. I know. It's impossible to keep your phone out of sight. You probably use it for work and also to take pictures and videos of your child. Perhaps putting some boundaries on the usage could be healthy. For instance, as a daily routine, make all electronic devices off limits at specific times. Most importantly, being dinner time and before bedtime. If you have very young children, then definitely take more extended breaks from technology. You can even have tech-free zones in the house, such as the kitchen table or the dining room, etc. If you are texting while eating, then you are not connecting. So teach your child to connect just by connecting with your child. Next is, how about a tech-free outing? Like a trip to the farm, the zoo, a play date in the park, or going to the pool. Most parents would love to take pictures of their kids and share them on Facebook or Instagram instantly. But an activity can go undocumented for a change. Putting away that cell phone could allow you to enjoy a fun and uninterrupted moment with your child and focus on talking and communicating. And how about using that smartphone or the device in an interactive way? Perhaps use it together with your child. Talk about the images you see. Ask them about it. Engage with them face to face. The development of speech and language skills is strongly linked to thinking ability, social relationships, reading and writing, and school success. In the first 3 years of life, 80% of a child's brain development occurs. This development happens through consistent verbal and nonverbal interactions between parents and children. So it is important to keep the focus on quality time and not on technology whenever you can. This does not mean that we need to put down our smartphones completely. I mean, how are we going to survive? However, it does not take the place of face-to-face interaction. So take breaks from technology and bond with your child in the most fundamental ways. Enjoy these early conversations you have with your child. And remember, all that your child is learning is from you. And as always, happy parenting.